Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
The deal applicator will bring the bugged out drill. Yes. Lose your mind, this is the time. Your kids stand still, twist and bang your spine. Yes. Bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, mama on another head trip. So, come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid,
come on.
Get started,
come on.
Get started.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, in the house. Uh-oh, wait a minute. All right, there we go. Mr. Talk in the house. How y'all doing out there this wonderful Monday afternoon? Hope everybody is having a great day and you had a better weekend. All right, man, we got a show for you today. And, of course, y'all know what we're talking about. There's no need to even act like the elephant isn't in the room. The Mueller report is in, and there's some interesting things about it from what we hear and what we see right now. And, of course, you know, there's a whole lot of celebrating going on. But just wait a minute. The survey says there's more to the story. And hopefully we can get a good conversation going about this report and what has been put out so far. And what we can look forward to as far as the whole report itself. Hopefully we will get to see that, but wait, let's save some of that for the conversation, right? All right, so before we get started, let me tell you my co-host today, Pete Ross, is not going to be with us today. She's got the day off to handle some business, personal business. So y'all got me, Mr. Talk, riding with you all day for the next 2 hours. So sit back, relax, get your drink, and let's have a great conversation. All right, so let me tell you how you be a part of the show. If you want to comment on anything we're talking about today, whether you want to agree, disagree, throw something different into the mix, you know, make us think a little bit, only thing you got to do is call us at 347-838-8622. Once again, that's 347-838-8622. The chat room may be open. I don't know yet. We're having a little trouble trying to get that open. But by chance, if we do, I will let you know and tell you how you get into the chat room. If you want to send me an email during the show, that's easy as well. You're more than welcome to do that. And that is at ericletstalk@gmail.com. All right. So those are all the ways you can participate in the show. Oh, yeah. And if you have, you know, other access to myself, you know, like text or whatever, you can be more than welcome to do that during the show as well. Before or after, it doesn't matter. I answer you. You know, I understand some of y'all aren't able to communicate like you would like during this time of the day. So, you know, there's always other avenues for you to be a part of the show. And as always, we do encourage you to participate with your opinions and your comments and what have you. Okay, so we look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. Now, we do have a song of the day for you. Oh, yes, it's a good one, too. I kind of chose this one, you know, hey, as a salute to the administration, because they got a nice little victory, I guess you could say. Let them tell it anyway. It's a half victory. That's where I look at it. It's a half victory, but it's still a victory, right? All right. In some kind of way, half and half. So that's what we're going to be doing here today. And, you know, with this report coming out, it's interesting that, you know, you have those that are celebrating. Then you have those that aren't celebrating. Those are still asking questions. And those are still, you know, insisting that there's something there one way or the other. And here on this show, we're not saying one way or the other. We just want to get some information out there and find out what you're thinking. What you're thinking? How is this thing happening? You know, what's really going on? We're going to give you a couple of facts out there, and we're going to just talk it up a little bit. Yeah, because that's what we do here on Let's Talk. Okay, so those are all the things that's happening today, and I do look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. But first, here's a song I chose today because, like I say, it's a good day for the administration. You know, they're feeling pretty good about themselves right now. And, of course, you know, you have the those that are aligned with the administration that are very, very ecstatic right now to the point where they're calling for other investigations. Yeah, they just finished a 2.5-year investigation. Now, hey, let's investigate some more people. Let's investigate this and investigate that. Well, we shall see. But in the meantime, here's your song of the day. DJ Khaled with a bunch of guests. And the name of the song is All I Do Is Win. Enjoy.
DJ Khaled. Hey. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it in my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere. Know what they saying, loot is back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour. The hood call it Luda Yak. Yeah. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, down. Like strippers' booties go. Whoa. My verses still be serving, yeah. Type like a million versions. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Yeah. Can't never count me out, no. Y'all better count me in. Yeah. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in.
And they stay there. Yeah. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose race. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope being sold, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder way, cross them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And
they stay there, and they stay there, and they stay there.
All right, that was your song of the day, DJ Khaled, with Ludacris, Snoop Dogg, and a couple other people. And the name of the song is All I Do Is Win. And that's about the way the administration is feeling right about today. All they're doing is winning right now. Let them tell it anyway. That's the way they're feeling. And, of course, you know, with the release of the Mueller investigation report right now, you can't blame them but feel that way. Because the thing says there was no... There was no collusion with the Russians on the 2016 election. Isn't that interesting, though? Isn't that interesting? Did you really expect there to be anything different? Did you really expect there to be anything different? Nah, not really. I think I said that Friday just before we went off the air. I really didn't expect them to say anything about a collusion. I mean, that's a hard thing to prove, even though, you know, you got people going to jail, six people going to jail, convicted or what have you, but it still didn't get anywhere, right? Even though they were convicted of lying, even though they were convicted of, you know, saying certain things. Now, here's the question, though. Here's the interesting question that I think would have to be asked. So what is it for? You know, because we only got piece of the report. We didn't get the whole report. And the Democrats, they want to know, they want to see the whole thing. As we was going off the air, I said on Friday that they were saying that the whole report needs to be made public. Now, the thing with being made public, even what most people consider public, the report, you will not see everything that was in the report. You won't be able to see that because those that testified during the grand jury, their testimony, stuff like that, that's going to be redacted. That's going to be taken out. Other sensitive items going to be taken out. So what you're going to get is an abbreviated copy of what the report really said, which means it's going to be left up to your interpretation about what really went on. You know what I mean? So, once again, we're back where we started at. We really are. We're back where we started at because nobody really, really knows what went on. What happened? Now, there's another little thing out there that's quite interesting that the administration is definitely trying to stay away from, and that is the part about obstruction of justice. Yeah, see, that was the other big piece of it that nobody really wants to talk about right now, because Mueller and his thing said basically, you know, under the standard law of obstruction of justice, he really couldn't say one way or the other that had happened, that the president, you know, was involved in that. So he's going to leave it up to Attorney General Barr to decide whether there's enough out there to charge the president with obstruction of justice. Of course, we already know that Barr has once already said that the investigation was a witch hunt and was unnecessary, so don't expect that to come out any kind of way, what have you. But, you know, it's still an interesting facet of this investigation and all this man hours and all this time that has been spent on this investigation. The question is, where do we go from here now? Where do we go from here? Of course, you have the administration talking heads. They are on news channels, having briefings and everything, and their narrative is the same. There was no collusion. There was no collusion. Well, duh, you've been saying that for the last 2.5 years. Okay, so that's where we are right now with that. There's no collusion, no collusion. However, yeah, y'all remember Giuliani, right? Because you remember they had to shut him down for a minute because Giuliani was out there running his mouth, putting out a whole lot of stuff and they had to silence him for a moment. Well, he resurfaced earlier today, and once again, in his own unique way, he put some stuff out there that I don't think the administration really wanted him to put out there. He basically said, you don't think countries interfere in elections across the world? You don't think that never happens? You don't think it has happened before? Yeah, that's what Giuliani said earlier today. Now, here's an interesting part about that as well. He's right. He's right. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. That's one of the reasons why I couldn't understand why this was such a big thing all of a sudden. You know, it really didn't make much sense to, you know, to try and go after that angle, because how can you say somebody meddled in your election when you're toppling governments, you're inciting coups and what have you, but you're mad because somebody may have interfered in your elections via social media, things of that nature. So when you think about this report that has come out, which was abbreviated from what the real report says, and I can't wait for if. Now, see, here's another issue in this. If they make it public, the whole report public, it'd be very interesting to see exactly what was said, who was interviewed, when they were interviewed. But there's another piece of this that nobody is talking about. And that piece was President Trump never had to sit down with Mueller and answer any questions personally. None whatsoever. None. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Now, let's look at it in a different way. Let's just think, with the ego that 45 has and him having to sit there and be questioned, can you imagine some of the responses and what the direction this investigation could have gone if it would have happened? That would have been interesting, wouldn't it? You know, collusion. Okay, what is collusion? You know, okay, there was a Pfizer warrant. You know, you had the dossier. Of course, they say the Clinton administration bought it. You had the Russians hacking into the DNC and Clinton emails, and you know, they supposedly spying on the Trump administration campaign and so forth and so on. And that's the story you're still hearing today. That is the narrative that's still being put out there. So now what is going on? Now all of a sudden everybody wants to have an investigation. Well, let's investigate the Pfizer warrants that we went through in the FBI. Let's go back and investigate the Obama administration with Clinton. And haven't we had enough of this nonsense already, y'all? Really, really. Let's be honest. Haven't you had enough of it? I have. Because no matter how many investigations we have, no matter how many investigations you have, what do you think the outcome is going to be? More questions than answers. That's it. I mean, let's be honest about this thing. That is what you're going to get. More questions. Oh, even with this little mini report coming out right now, you still haven't said anything about the meeting with Trump Jr. in Trump Tower. You haven't said anything about that. You know, these guys, Cohen, Manafort, Flynn, all those guys, they lied. They lied about certain things, right? They lied about certain things. And they're going to jail. They're going to jail. You got Roger Stone still on trial, right? He's still on trial for the WikiLeaks thing. So, with his interactions with WikiLeaks. So, Michael Flynn, Rick Gates, George Papadopoulos, Michael Cohen, and Paul Manafort. The last two already been sentenced. Cohen 3 years, Manafort 7.5 years. Okay? They already been sentenced. But what did they lie about? see, they said, let's see, and that's the thing. They lied to this group. They lied to Congress. But nobody actually said, what did they lie about? What did they really know that they just could not tell? Yes, we know all of a sudden, what's his name, Cohen, you know, last couple of weeks ago, no, he said in front of Congress and he gave this and that. But remember, the next week he sat behind closed doors with Congress and testified again. But we didn't know, we still don't know what he said during that question and answer and session either. My point is, there's a whole lot of questions still out there that have not been answered. Okay, so no collusion. No collusion. No collusion. Okay? That's what they say, no collusion. But what about destruction of justice? What about that? Nobody's talking about that right now. Why not? Because Mueller said, yeah. But no, you know what? That's something that's a little bit too deep. And under the standard law, the standard rule of law, when it comes to that, I really can't say one way or another. So I'm not even going to touch that. I'm going to leave it for the acting attorney general and let them deal with it and decide if there need to be some indictments or whatever on obstruction of justice. Sounds a little bit like a cop-out, huh? That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know about you, but that's what it sounds like to me. But then again, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But that isn't just my opinion, right? And then you have the Democrats. You know, oh, we want to see the whole report. And this doesn't stop anything. We're still going. What are you going after now? What are you going after now? You know, what are you going after? 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, intelligence analysts, forensic accountants, 2,800 subpoenas, right, executed, 500 search warrants, 230 orders for communication records, 50 orders authorized use of pen registers, 13 requests to federal governments for evidence, and interviewed 500 witnesses. 500 witnesses. That's a lot. That's a lot. A lot of money, a lot of time to get to this point where, there's more questions than answers. And the survey says, we don't know what the survey says. It depends on what side of the aisle you're standing on, I guess. But anyway, I'm just saying, I don't know for sure. But after reading it, that's basically the conclusion I came to. Yes, I read the four pages, and I had more questions and answers as well. It was nicely typed up and neatly put, you know, to satisfy whoever, depending on what answer you was looking for. But it didn't answer everything that needed to be answered right now. Should all of a sudden we go all the way back to the Obama administration? Should we go back to Clinton emails again? Should we go back to Clapper? You see, there's so much going on with individuals being fired, individuals resigning. And then was Manafort, Cohen, all these cats, were they designated fall guys? See, another question that we the normal Joe, don't have any answers to, but could these be fall guys? Interesting, to say the least. But let me bring this call in. I see we have somebody want to get into this. Hey, we got 2 hours to talk about this, so we ain't rushing it. All right, 111, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me. Joe, what you got for me?
It's not Joe.
Oh, this is not Joe. My bad.
No,
I apologize.
This is Maze.
I know. Okay.
It's funny. I'm still laughing. Now, if you're doing an investigation, you turn in the report, and you give it to somebody that said what they were going to do in the first place, and what did this man do after he turned it over to the bar? Exactly what he said he was going to do, the reason he got the job he had. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that what he said? Huh?
What did he say he was going to do? What did he say he was going to do, Maeve?
What he did. He wasn't going to charge him.
What?
And he didn't. Huh? And that's not his job anyway. First of all, it's not his job. The investigation was over. So the next step is the branch of, is the Congress is where it should go. If they found anything, just because you started with Russia, he said no. He, what did Trump say when he yesterday when he said no evidence on Russia?
No collusion. He has been
no
totally and completely exonerated,
but
which is not true.
Did you hear? He said no, but no collusion. He said he didn't say
right.
Russia like everybody else saying. He just said no collusion, right?
Right. Yeah.
So in other words, in the thing that Barr wrote, supposedly, which is not the investigation anyway, but what he wrote was that he didn't find any on Russia, but they might have found some somewhere else. It's just like you and Joe, you investigating Joe on burglary, and then you found out some of the other things he did along the way because you done indicted all these people that's around him and was with him, but you found something that he was doing along with them. So who's to determine if you don't finish investigating it, if those things are true or not?
Well,
where do you go to get the information from? Do you get it from from the Justice Department, or you keep it on up to go to the Congress so they can keep asking questions? Because he got to explain why he said what he said. That's why they got him coming to Congress, so he can explain what he said and why.
Who has to explain what he said?
You got to look through this thin stuff why he was not, there was no conclusion, why he came up with that. He didn't show nobody no charts. He didn't show nobody nothing. So if you're doing an investigation, you got to break it down. Break the investigation down why you think that. He ain't gave us no thought of why he thought he wasn't going to be guilty because he said it before he was confirmed.
Well,
so I'm just waiting for the conclusion, not what everybody upset about, because I don't see no reason for them to be upset.
Well, Maeve, you have to understand as well. And this little thing that came out over the weekend was just a summary. Was just a summary, okay? The main report still hasn't been put out there or viewed by anybody. So besides Mueller and the Attorney General Barr. So that is what the House Democrats are calling for. Let's see the whole report. Let's see everything.
So within that report, if you committed some crime within that report. You said supposed to let the crime go on, and you know what happened. You supposed to have the Congress look at it, because they're working for the people, to look at it to make sure, to see if he committed any crimes. Because all of the ones around him committed crimes. You know, birds of a feather flock together. So if he was flocking with no birds, that they don't indict it in any kind of way. How you going to find out? Just forget about everything. You can't find out nothing. You'll just be wondering for the rest of your life, just like Tricky did. Just like Clinton, he did not have sexual relations with that woman. He said that he lied. No conclusion. We don't know if there's any conclusions or not until we see what's in the report. So nobody knows what was in the report.
You're right, and that is the argument. The House Republicans, House Democrats, and actually some Republicans are asking for the whole report. Now, here's the problem with that. Before the whole report is released, because the House Democrats want it released to the public as well. They want it made public. But the only problem is, like the testimony before the grand jury and other certain sensitive items are going to be taken out of the record as far as for the public. So it's still. Basically, it's going to end up on whose interpretation you want to believe, because the House Democrats don't have one, and of course the GOP that stands behind the administration are going to have their interpretation as well.
But
now, unless they release the whole thing, unless the whole report is released, the whole report, okay, with everything in it, made public, then there are still going to be questions.
But this is going to be questions because his lawyer, sit there in front of Congress, lied and told the truth, some of the truth, and told some of the lies, because he was involved with some of the stuff himself. So we're just supposed to just let it slide and forget about it just because there was no rush inclusion, or we're supposed to let the Congress come out and investigate, finish it, because they got some more indictments to come. So this is not going to be the end of that. I don't know why people keep screaming and hollering, the end is not going to be the end of it.
Well,
it's just like
Trickle
Dick. Did they say the same thing at the time Nixon did what he did? Were they in denial at that time too? Saying that it was over because of and all the stuff that was going on? Because, you know, like, you can start one place and see some trickery in another place. Don't you supposed to stop and get them for that too? Or you just going for just at one point? Russia. If you were committing a crime, you supposed to look at all the crime and all of the stuff you found along the way? Or you just supposed to just look at just that one and let all the other ones fly?
Well, Maze, that's exactly what happened, because let's remember, it started out as, you know, trying to prove collusion between the Trump administration and the Russian government. But remember, as it went on, that's when Cohen, Manafort, Roger Stone, and those guys got caught up and indictments started coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you said, and I've said it before, you know, these guys, they a lot of their convictions was based on telling lies. So the question is, what were they lying about? See, we never were told exactly what they lied about. It's just they were convicted of lying to Congress or lying to the FBI or grand jury, but they never said exactly what they lied about and to what extent. Now, yes, we had Cohen here on you know, display last couple of weeks, and yes, he told some, but I'm sure he lied then too again. But see, but the question is, what was he lying about, and what was he telling the truth about?
Well,
now,
some of the stuff is truthful.
But see, here's another aspect that I think is lost in all this investigation and whatever. See, what a lot of people are forgetting getting caught up in is the actual judicial stuff where, you know, you have to be convicted in the court and what have you. But as far as this administration, a lot of the things are done are moral, you know, how can I put it, immoral acts, you know, that you really cannot, quote unquote, say is a crime as far as the legal definition of the law. You understand what I'm saying? However, it's still not a good thing. Now, let's remember also, this guy, 45, you know, he's been in business a long time. He's been, so trust me, he hasn't gotten there by making mistakes or not having individuals in place to take the blame or you know, to make sure his hands are clean somewhat. You understand what I'm saying? To make his hands look clean so somebody else get caught up in the wash.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying,
so
if we listen to the people, it's still not over, and it's not the end of this investigation. Because it was the end, but Russia might have been a part of it, but then it's more strings attached. It's just like electricity. You got to stick the socket in the wall for it to work.
Well,
so this is how this investigation is going to go. So I don't care where you hear people happen, jumping up and down. I'm like, why y'all happen up and down? Because when you come to Deutsche Bank is not the first time we don't heard about Deutsche Bank. So that's a part of this investigation too. But when it comes down to that, and treason and money laundering and all this stuff is part of the investigation. So we need to know who's playing parts in this.
Well, see, the administration is viewing it as a victory, okay? But this is more, I consider this as like a half victory, because what's not being talked about is still the investigation that's going on over in New York, in the state of New York, the Southern District, you know, where they're investigating the Trumps and their business and things of that nature as well. So you still have that going on.
And I'm looking at this. Now, Netanyahu is over here. Now, he's been indicted. He over here with the president today. I'm like, he's been indicted, and here's he's the crook sitting up here. I don't know what they're going to do to him for what he did. But this picture ain't matching. It ain't going together neither. Are you really looking at it? And then when they want to lock Hillary up, oh, they're going to lock her up. But then the crimes that's been committed by this man, they don't even want to hear nothing about it. They don't care.
But isn't this the same thing we've been going through no matter who's been in office?
No.
No matter who's been in office. Because
some crimes, they created crimes on some people, and then they and Carter, he ain't committing no crime. They made him look like he was doing stuff he wasn't even doing. And this man's still the same person. He's just a normal person. Because he wouldn't do the stuff they wanted him to do. So that's why I don't get it. So if you got a bunch of crooks, eventually you're going to get caught.
Well, you know, when you sit up in that chair right there, there's some things that you're going to do, whether, you know, you're against it morally or not, that you have no choice but to do. Right?
Oh, you know, some people have morals and don't do stuff like they didn't really give it up and not do it.
We've been having
created a crime for 8 years. We had created a crime for 8 years. They were trying to create a crime. So now we have criminals, and they're trying to act like they don't even exist. Because all them people weren't indicted for nothing.
Well, I'm saying
that.
And there's a long laundry.
And the plug has been plugged into the wall, so let Congress go on and do what they got to do. Going to bring on out. They got to call some people. They got to call them. The truth going to either be there and set somebody free, or they're going to put them in jail.
Well, Maze, I've said it before, and I say it again. I don't care who you are. When you sit up in that seat, your hands aren't completely clean. You got dirt on them and blood on them somewhere. Now, it may not be as well known as others, but your hands are dirty. Because it comes with the seat. It comes with the territory.
Well, it comes with the territory, so this would be the second one.
This would be the what?
I said just like Tricky Dick. He was innocent too. Wow. And people thought. And eventually they rolled a little bit longer, and the truth was right there in his face, and he either let it go, and he left. And you still don't really know all the things that he did. Just some of it.
I mean, you don't know a lot of things that a lot of the presidents did while they were in office. And you won't know.
And it's just how that goes. So we just want the Congress to go on, and I get sick of these Republicans hollering what they're telling the Democrats what they should do. We need to know what both parties going to do, and then they sit there following them like nuts. They don't need to be telling another party what they need to do, what you need to do for your party or whatever. It's like that's why they're not a damn worth a difference in either one of the parties.
Well, Maze, what you're failing to realize, this was a big feather in the Republican side cap. Because you have to remember, listen to what I'm saying, Maze. All right, it was to them because the elections are coming up next year. The 2020 elections are coming up, and this has been like a big dark cloud over the party. So now this gives them something to rally around and beat down continuously. See, they wasted taxpayers' dollars. 2.5 years of investigation, and it came back. There was no collusion. There was no this, no this. But see, as I said before, what they're not talking about is the obstruction of justice.
Justice.
Which Mueller, of course not, because Mueller say, well, he couldn't say yes or no to it. You know,
so
because
that's why
it
he
didn't.
Left it up to the
now, now, what
he
I got
it
out
to
of that,
country,
what I got. What I got out of it, out of that little statement that he made right there was basically, look, there's something there. It's there. However, it does not fall within the scope of what the legal definition of obstruction of justice is. So instead of trying to force a charge that or anything that may not stick, I'm going to leave it up to the acting attorney, the Attorney General Barr, and see what he says and what conclusion he comes with it. Now, as you and I both have said, we already know Barr already thought this investigation was nonsense and a witch hunt anyway. So we know nothing going. We already know there's probably nothing that's going to come up about, you know, this thing. It's just going, they're just going to let that part of it just die down. It's, now, whether Congress continues to beat on that or not, I don't know. Probably the House probably will. Democrats in the House probably will, and maybe some new progressive Republicans. But the conservative Republicans, no, they're going to let that die down. They're not even going to touch that because they're looking for 2020. Yeah, they're looking
for 2020. You ain't going to make it to 2020. I don't think.
They're
going to have some hearing. Or Barr going to have to sit up there and tell how to determine what he did.
Look, when this came out right here and with what was said as far as the collusion, this guaranteed that at least they're going to make it to 2020. This has given the Republican Party more energy than people realize. And they're going to use this on their advantage. Okay. Just sit back and watch. Watch now.
And you're gonna start
hearing it over and over again.
That's how they do it when they want you to do what they want you to do. They're gonna make it look the person that did the investigation, they're gonna make him look bad. And everybody that took part and the ones that go into prison, they want them to be pardoned. Like they didn't do nothing either. They listen to them. That if you're not indoctrinated, you don't listen to that crap, that mess, because it ain't nothing but a bunch of mess.
No.
Because like I said, when it came to Clinton Monica Lewinsky, he lost his law license, he got impeached. So the same thing is gonna happen here, but it's gonna be for a different reason.
Okay.
You know,
How many years did Clinton do in office?
What?
How many years did Clinton do in office?
He did too.
He did two terms, right?
But there was no evidence like this. How many years did Chicken Dick do?
Well, Chicken Dick resigned.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I think he's the only president to ever resign while in office. Yeah, he resigned.
Uh huh. Uh huh. So it might be a second one to do the same thing.
Look, let's be honest. This guy's ego is too big for him to just resign. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen at all. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
now what you're about
to.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do because what you're about to see, this administration is about to hit a whole different gear, believe it or not. That's why you had Skeletor Conway coming out on news channels today and this weekend talking noise. Yeah, Sarah Sanders coming out, you know, they're coming out, making sure everybody understands that there was no collusion, you know, and that is going to be the cry. No collusion.
But listen to it. They said no collusion, but they said no Russian collusion, but they didn't say there was none nowhere else. And Kellyanne Conway's husband, he's screaming hollering too. He ain't screaming hollering because he feel like it. He been in the dungeon. You know what's going on in there.
The main focus of the investigation starting out was the Russian involvement in trying to turn the 2016 president election in Trump's favor. That was the main purpose of the investigation when it started. Now, as you said before, and we both said, you know, as it went on, you know, certain other pieces came out and this came out, but still, that was the main focus. And remember, even leading up to this point, that even with the Cohen convictions, the Monifer, you know, that was still the main focus, the collusion.
So, Mr. Talk, why did you turn around and say investigate the people that do an investigation on the people that started this? So that means you're trying to get revenge on somebody because you in a trap and you want to get the people that started this. We want to go investigate the other side and see who started this whole thing.
Well,
he was mad with McCain, which was in his own party, which he knew something wasn't right. And now you're going to hear them say, like the one in the bush said, keep saying until they believe it. Some of us ain't going to believe that little line that the Fox put out. They're like, no collusion. Said no collusion on Russia, but we even forgot no collusion at all was not said. But that's what they're saying.
Okay.
He said Kellyanne said it.
Okay.
And what's the name said it. So just listen to how they phrase it.
I understand how to phrase it. So what other collusion are you talking about then, Maze? If you're not talking about
with
the Russian government as far
they
what,
had,
what other
they was had,
no, what I'm asking you, what other collusion are you talking about?
With all these them indicted people that got indicted and some of those that are going to jail, did they any do any collusion with him? Was it anywhere to be found in evidence that was wrong along in the court?
Wait a minute. Any collusion with who?
With those people that got indicted. And the ones that are going to jail. And his lawyer is going to jail. What kind of collusion did he break the law with them?
Who are you talking about? The president?
His lawyer. When they had testified before Congress. And gave all his evidence.
Him?
And all the evidence that he gave. I'm saying, was he in collusion with any of that?
I mean, we don't know. We only got to see what he said in front of Congress. You know, once again, it goes back to what he testified in front of the grand jury and what's in the actual long form report.
Mm-hmm. And so how do we get that?
How can you get? Well, I mean, you got to right now. They have to release it. But see, here's the problem. As I said before, you know, everybody's calling for it to be released. Mostly everybody. You know, you have some on their side that's saying no, it don't need to be. But the problem with that is there's certain pieces of it that we the public are not going to be able to see because it's going to be deemed, you know, too sensitive, or it's going to violate some privacy act or what have you. So what we get is going to be a watered down version of it. Now, will Congress actually get to see the whole entire thing? Maybe, maybe not.
They probably are. Ms. Turner, to me, they already seen it. I don't know where they get. They already know what it is.
No,
I don't know what's in it.
Actually, they haven't. They haven't seen the whole thing.
Okay.
They have.
You believe that?
No, they haven't seen the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. You know why? Because it would have been out there if they did. You know, in fact, the Democrats are right. The Democrats are so convinced that they're not going to see the whole thing. They want to see the special counsel's investigative files. They want all of his files. So they want Mueller's files, you know, all of his files, not just the report, but files that he have that led up to the final report that he put out there.
And you think that he won't give them to
him? He may not.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, when you get to that, you know, then you get into court battles, and then you get into, you know, who cojones are bigger than others, and you may know. I mean, this thing may go 3-4 years, and we still may not know an answer to whether 45 is still in office or not.
But I'm just listening to Kellyanne Husband and all the other ones that's been there, and going through the door and coming back out. He didn't have to be mad. He didn't have to be upset and leave out of there. He could have just stayed alone, just like his wife. Something wrong.
Well, I mean, her husband basically said he saw how he was treating the FBI directors and stuff. He said he didn't want to have to deal with that for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you know, his wife is saying something different, which I don't understand how you married to someone, but yet you contradicting what they're saying. I understand that's your boss, but that's still your husband. You know what I mean?
I'm not talking about those people. I'm saying he didn't have to be upset and leave. He was upset and left for a reason because he don't want to be a part of it when the real deal go down. Maybe that's what he thinks. He can let his wife go to jail if she want to go. So as I say, there's no report. You haven't seen the report, so I'm not gonna sit up here. And they said let go party. I don't want them to party, but they better take their handkerchiefs out of their pocket because. When people gonna want to hear the end of this, that's why we got. That's what Congress is there for.
Okay, yeah, okay, and that makes it better because
no,
Congress has been there a whole lot of time than their job, and yet we have more questions than anything because we know Congress. Lately, in fact, the last what. You know, minus the Affordable Care Act and a couple of other things, you know, Congress has been basically non-existent, you know, besides arguing with each other.
That's right. They've been non-existent. But they need with the ones that want to do their job, they need to get on and get on and do it. So act like they're doing the job.
Well, you know,
as I say, something gonna fall out. Something already there, but it just got to be put before so the electricity through the plug can keep on going. You don't unplug the plug just because somebody came out and see it this and said, like, well, there was no conclusion. No conclusion at all. And he didn't find nothing, but you got to explain why. Break yours down and tell us why. You ain't told us nothing. You just came out with your opinion.
And
look at it and say, like, with the Republicans, I want them to stop repeating stuff and telling people stuff that they can keep saying and saying, and then they believe it. Like, when I hear something, I don't believe it, so you can stop it where you started. Sarah Huckabee, Kelly, and all them crooks.
Well, Maze, you are, and you're not a part of you're not indoctrinated. However, that's the purpose of going on all these shows. And let's be honest, most so-called Republicans or conservatives, what do? They watch Fox News, right?
Mm-hmm.
They watch Fox News, okay? And that's where they get all their information from. The so-called others, liberals, you know, wait a minute now. You know, they got CNN, and then you got CBS. Uh-huh. And, you know, now, here's the problem with that. Depending on how long you've letting yourself become indoctrinated, and if you have just continue to believe and allowed yourself to be programmed with whatever propaganda is being put out by either party, then that's the way you're going to go. And as I like to say all the time, that is the problem with this voting system that we have and the political parties that we have. Even during elections, it's set up to where only certain times, if you're only Republican, then you can only vote for this person. If you're only Democrat, you can vote for this person. Sometimes if you're independent, you can't even vote because you don't fall within any of those categories. See what I'm saying?
So I was saying, I was watching the liberals, I was watching the conservatives, I watched Fox, I watched MBC, I watched them all Friday. Generally, I said, not a one of them have a law degree. None of them are looking at it by law. They're just looking at it by, I'm this person and I can do a better talk than this person that's going to come on next after me, and I'm going to break it down. And I said, by Monday morning, it's going to be broken down by some lawyers and tell them what they're looking at and not what they see. And in order for the case to keep it going, you got to go through the Congress for them to call more people to sit down in them chairs and tell a lie or tell the truth. They go to jail or whatever. But these other indictments that's out there, I don't know who's getting ready to be picked up, but somebody else getting ready to go to jail. Or going to be paying out some lawyers. So just let it keep on going, and maybe we'll clean up some of this mess we've seen out here. Because some of the young ones going to Congress ain't going along with the old ones, like Nancy Pelosi, what she ain't going to do. They ain't going along with her. Then you turn around and they get mad with them, calling them all kind of names, what they need to do and what they don't need to be doing. They know what they're doing. We're going to people, if people don't like it or not. So I'm not indoctrinated. I'm just somebody looking and laughing because it's funny to me.
Well, you know, it's, you can, as I say, everybody's going to form their own opinion depending on what their beliefs are. You know, as I say, you have to always listen to both sides, look at both sides of the story, and come up with your own thing. Now, as I tell y'all a lot of times, yes, I listen to Lush Limbaugh. I listen to some of them other conservative channels, and there's a reason why. Because a lot of times, you know, even though they have some crazy thoughts and comments, they're not. Sometimes they have some bright ideas, just like whatever side you believe in. However, you have to understand that you know, they're out there for a reason. They're there for a reason. Well, besides to get paid, they're out there to make sure a certain narrative is broadcast throughout the nation and to the listeners, so you can be indoctrinated and programmed to believe what they're being told.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The American public does not read anything. Let's be honest. With technology the way it is today, where everything is today, nobody's trying to really dig and find out what this means and what that means, or to see, you know, what this article says compared to this article, and put the two together and trying to find out what the real truth is. Because everybody, every news channel, every newspaper, what have you, has their own twist on what is going on. Depend on who's the head dog in charge.
Okay? So, Mr. Talk, do you think...
And you see it all the time. You see it all the time, even in Congress. You know, Pelosi and Schumer, they had a call this weekend about, you know, what they're going to do about this report if it came out and said certain things. They had a big conference call with you know, the party.
And
is that going to stop what?
You think that's going to stop the people in the party that don't agree with what they're talking about? Going to stop them?
No,
from talking?
No. Thanks. No, that's not going to stop them. No. No, it's not. Not at all. But see, and once again, as I said before, you have to think about the bigger picture right now. The bigger picture. And the bigger picture is 2020 presidential election. Yes, that is the big picture. That is what everybody is shooting for now.
Well, okay? Your big picture might be it might be your vice president, because he's in waiting. You ain't heard him say nothing. And all this action, you ain't heard him say a word. He's sitting in the corner being real quiet.
But you haven't heard him announce that he's running for president either, have you?
Nope. If the person that's in it, if he's gonna take the president place, why you won't say something? And you be the one running. You don't want nobody else running, because you're taking his place. So why do you need to be at the organ and keeping up a lot of racket for nothing?
Well, you know, 2020 is what everybody's shooting for. I mean, that's what it is. And the same thing you heard today, you're going to hear steady. The closer you get, the more you're going to hear about it. The more you even Lush Limbaugh today was railing about, you know, how CNN and the New York Post and the Washington Post and everybody should issue an apology. And why? Why?
That's what I would like to know. Why? For what reason? He ain't apologize for none of the bullying and stuff and crazy stuff here, indeed.
Regardless, it comes with the territory.
So, like, what you going to be caught up in? Did you get any of that money?
Oh, Lord. And then that's a whole nother issue in itself as well, man.
Yeah, think about that as well. The money. It was like the judge Jeanine that was on Fox that they took off.
Yeah.
And that's her name. They took her off. She talking about the somebody coming, the Muslims is coming to get what to do to the Muslims. And what she said, she don't even think she should have been taken off TV for threatening people or telling other people to go do crazy stuff. She should know they out there. But no one's be listening to her. To go out and hurt her.
You know, and I'm glad you brought her up. You know, it's interesting how you know, the colors truly come out. I remember when I used to watch her on television when she was one of them television judges, you know, and she called herself being fair and what have you. But now, you know, you look at her on these, you know, this her little show, talk show, and you just hear
the hatred, the bigotry,
you know, and of course, once again, what's the biggest way to get a group of people upset? Go use what they fear the most, something different.
Yep.
And in this country, it's the word Muslim. It's the word Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, Muslim. Yeah. Although you know, there are, you know, statistics show that, you know, white males create more terrorist acts in this country than anybody. But if you let them tell it, all right, answer your phone, Maze. If you let them tell it,
my
Muslim,
phone, my clock. That's my
okay,
clock.
Okay, we'll fix the clock then. All right, turn that off.
When it's in charming. All right. Thank you.
All right, but, but, you know, and, but in order to get everybody up and around, first, the only thing I do is threat, say somebody's threatening to take their weapons from them, or there's a bunch of Muslims forming, or lately, once again, there's another caravan getting ready to come across the border and invade the country. Bang.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's needed.
Well, what do you think when you hear them saying stuff, wrestling about them saying stuff like that? That you supposed, do you supposed to get, do you supposed to go harm a Muslim, or are you supposed to think they're crazy?
I don't think about what they say. Because I know better and I know different. Huh?
Thank you. That's what all the other stuff you're looking at. That's how I see it that way too. I know better. So don't I'm not indoctrinated. So when I see and hear stuff like that.
But see, Mae, everybody that I'm saying, everybody doesn't look at it like that.
Yeah. Because it's when it comes to Farrakhan. Well, Mr. Cole, why do they hate Farrakhan? Because of what? Because he talks about the Jews.
Because Farrakhan tells it like it is, number one, and Farrakhan is not scared of them at all. Number two, and the biggest thing is he talks against Israel.
And then David do too. David do the same thing, but he can go where he want to without insecurity and stuff. He does the same thing. That's why I don't understand the picture. Farrakhan don't do nothing to harm nobody, but David Duke and his group do. But they don't.
Look at the shades of his skin. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now,
I was wondering what the
you must also understand when it comes to Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. See, another reason why they're so disliked and hated is because they take care of their own. You know, little is that known. They take care of their own.
Uh-huh.
They take care of their own. You know, they don't depend a lot on Mr. Smith for a lot of things. They take care of their own. Huh? They have for a long time.
But why don't get upset with David Duke then? And just bring him down and act like he's a big, he's the one, his group is the one that would put you out of here like an empty mark. Somebody to explain that one.
You know the answer
to that.
And they consider themselves patriots and true Americans. And of course they're not going
to. But the other groups still feel the same way too. Not only the Klans, but the, what you call them, skinheads and the neo-Nazi groups and all of them, they got the same feeling.
That is still all just indoctrination. That's all it is.
Thank you. And then that group said the Jews will not replace us. I'm like, what are we supposed to think when we hear that?
that what people have to understand. I know I read an article here a couple of weeks ago where one guy, a little bit, and bring it to our Congress and our political parties, and it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's a taught behavior. It's tradition, and I'm not supposed to like you. And anytime one or the other decide to go across the aisle and work with the other group, you know, there's feedback and there's trouble there, because that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stay within the said program.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm wondering. I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me. Maybe I'll find somebody to tell me a person and pinpoint them and say that they was distancing with that. It is like it didn't even happen. They wouldn't even see it. And you don't even hear the Jews saying nothing about it.
Well, as I said before, Farrakhan, you know, and his organization, they're not afraid. And they take care of their own, so they don't depend on them for anything. So Farrakhan can say what he want to.
Okay. So the next time I hear one of them say, well, let's see what you're going
to
do about the other people, the neo-Nazis and all the other people.
You know, that's like that. You know, that's like that young lady in the Minnesota legislature. You know, she's not saying anything that's not true. But see, here's the thing. In this country, and London, especially in this country, they know it's true, but it goes against the status quo. No, that they that cannot happen. That cannot happen. That cannot happen because the problem is more people start thinking that way. Then the control will eventually lessen over the people. And if you can't control the people, then you know you have to actually answer to the people. Then, but as long as you can control the way the people think and what they do, then you don't have to answer to them. They answer to you, which is the backwards way is a backwards way.
Mhm. It's like it's a lot of things I question because I'm saying like Bill Cosby went to jail. They're trying to put R. Kelly in jail, but the priests have been doing it for years and they got proof. They know them going to jail, and they screwed, and they get a little bit of time. And a man is still somebody stole getting more time than those that done stole a fortune.
Well, Maze, once again, you're talking about one of them more. You're talking about one of them organizations that yields a lot of power, you know. And you're talking about the Catholic Church. You're talking about the Catholic Church right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another one of those groups that you just know. And I understand what you're saying. And yes, you know, now more of it is beginning to come out somewhere down the line. But right now, you have to remember the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, used to run the world.
Think about it.
You have the Pope. You have the Pope sitting up there in a big old place by himself. You know, in a whole little tiny city by himself. The Pope. Think about this. This is a man in a robe and a little top hat, and you know everybody goes and kisses his finger and stuff. Really? Really? So let's think about that. Alright, hold on. We got a couple other people
want to
come in here.
So, it was not sad until somebody else came along, so I just sit back and listen. I just got my point of view out. If they don't think alike, don't look alike, and they don't have to breathe alike. So have a good one, Mr. Thomas.
Alright, thank you, Mae. You have a good one as well. Alright, let's see. 314, Mr. P. Yankee, what's going on? Talk to me.
Well, hello, Eric. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
You know, there have been priests go to prison. You had one in Pennsylvania, Polson. I think he got about 20 years.
Well, now?
And there's others.
Yeah. Now? Uh-huh. Yeah, now.
Well, the rest of them was probably beyond the statute of limitation.
But yet.
That's why comes some.
But see, here's the thing about that, Yankee. I understand what you're saying, the statute of limitation. But why it was happening at that time,
I
still
can't tell you about that. I don't know.
Well, they were just moved around. And not like they were, you know, set down or anything like that. They just were moved to different dioceses.
Well, you're right about
that.
You
know, that. And a lot of cases.
There was a priest at St. Alfonso Rock Church in St. Louis Catholic Church, Father Nutt, McNutt. McNutt, and he was accused of messing with a police officer. This was a black priest, and they did. I think they moved him to Texas. Now they're where you are, someplace. But and you hate groups. You know, you got a lot of black hate groups also. You got see them with on their T-shirt. You got Kill Whitey. And so on and so on. You're talking about a human thing, Eric. And Amazon has banned all the Farrakhan's books off of their site.
Especially the
one that was speaking about the secret relationships between blacks and Jews. I don't see anything wrong with that book myself.
Well, you know, they called the Black Panthers a hate group as well. You know, the Black Panthers weren't a hate group. They just took care of their own. They used the law that was written to protect themselves. But yet they were classified as a hate group.
I think it was, I can't think of it, 76 something. And they apologized, but they had listed Ben-Amin, the Hebrew Israelites over in Dimona, Israel, as being a nefarious group. Of course, the Nation of Islam. But they sent a letter out and apologized. I may have a copy of it someplace. But human beings do bad things sometimes to each other.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, there's no arguing about that. No, I mean, that's true. You see it every day in the news. But no good.
It's
no
been
reason
going
whatsoever.
On. It's been going on forever. People talk about slavery and talking about whites wanting that. Whites did not go into no.
It was trade. But ain't nothing else going on besides, you know, the little report that came out. Nothing other than that, nothing much going on. But hold on, somebody else want to come in. All right. Triple one.
Yeah,
welcome to the
triple
show.
One. Triple one. It's me.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up,
going
Joe?
On, Joe?
Hey, guys. Before I forget, hey, Pianti, can you tell Brian I said hi? I haven't been there in months.
Oh, I don't go on his show no more.
Oh, no? All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Eric, that was the other job I was telling you about that comes on in the morning that I thought you would like. But in any case,
okay.
Are you talking about religion or are you talking about the Catholic Church in particular?
Well, we just still don't.
Oh, well.
Not that, I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, well,
don't give me your take on it.
Mr. Smith, well, it's a liberal agenda now, and it's always been a liberal agenda. It's always been the destruction of the United States, and as it goes along, in other words.
Who probably wasn't even engaged then. You know, Fox contacted a lot of black preachers to try to prevent them from participating in the first Million Man March in, 1995?
Mm-hmm.
His organization did.
Yeah, that's true, too, yeah. Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's all about control. Did you guys hear about
hate crime?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on for a minute, Joe. But Pianki, who called for the first Million Man March?
That was Farrakhan.
Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
So, okay, so that's it right there. But
well,
go ahead,
you know,
Joe.
One of the purposes, as I was saying, is that they're going to control the population. Did you hear about what happened a few days ago? Where in a grocery store, a couple of Jews were inside of a food locker. A guy comes along, one of the employees, a colleague, does a nasty joke. What he does, he shuts the door, he turns out the lights, and he says, "This is what you Jews experienced back in the back during Nazi times." Do you know they want to arrest that guy for a hate crime? He did a stupid thing. Yes. He said something he shouldn't have said. But in my opinion, what should have happened was that the people inside the locker, they should have gone out, kicked the crap out of him. No police should have been involved. And everything would have been the way it was years and years ago. You insult me for any reason, using a racial epithet or a non-racial insult, I take care of my own business, and the law, you stay out of it. But no, it's a hate crime now. It's called hate speech if you insult somebody.
Well, you know how many blacks was attacked when they tried to walk through Crown Heights in New York? You remember the one case where the Jews got after the one black man, and he jumped over the fence across the highway and got hit and killed by a car? You remember
I'm
that
not
joke?
Aware of that.
I don't remember it offhand, no.
That was in Queens, New York, going through Crown Park.
Really?
A lot of this, well, even today you walk through Crown Park, they might get at you.
Oh, I mean Crown Heights,
yeah.
Where the, I remember.
Crown Heights, yes.
Yeah, where the guy took a baseball bat and just beat up a black guy walking through the neighborhood. I remember that that incident.
Yeah, and another one they chased out there.
Uh-huh.
It's been several cases like that.
Well, yeah, but that's when you're going after somebody to cause harm or, and that should be, I don't think anything should be called a hate crime. I think all crimes are hate crimes. That hate crime is just another way for the government to add on 5-10 years to an already existing sentence.
Yeah.
Well, what is it, Eric, when one black person kill another one and why doing so, he's calling the person the ends and everything else. Should that not be a hate crime, too?
It's called, if he killed him, it's murder.
Yeah, but that's going to be called.
Okay, what do you call it? It's murder.
No, he don't kill him. I'm talking about if he just assault him.
I mean, he beat him down.
No, but that's what Bianchi's point is that it's going to be called a hate crime. They did that against the Jews a few years ago, the FBI.
I mean, look, you know, look, now here's the thing. When I was raised up, you know, you battled each other. When it was done, it was done. You call each other what you want to in the middle of the battle, but ain't nobody calling no police. The winner gets up, go home. The loser get up, go home. You know, and that's the end of it. You know, in today's society, everything is so politicized and sensitized and sensationalized. You know, it's more than it should be. It really is. If one man if one man kill another man in cold blood, I don't care what color they are, they same color, whatever, it's murder. You know,
well, but
if
that's
one man
not
kill
the
another
way.
Man after he was attacked first, then it's self-defense. But in today's society, with all the politicalization and honestly, with the technology and everybody got a phone that can film and record, because if you notice, nobody helps anybody anymore. They rather sit there and film it so they can put it on one of these websites, but nobody helps anybody. So what is it? It's called the ruinization of human. I can't even say it, dang it. It's just a bad thing.
Well, human can, but I hear what you're saying. But if you're standing at the bus stop and I come up and start jumping on you, beating on you, and calling you N-word and so on, and the police come and they stop me and detain me, well, the prosecutor got the right to also not only charge me with assault, but also charge me with a hate crime
because of the
language I use.
Yeah, that's
what
the law says. Yeah, that's what the law says. I don't believe in that either, Joe. But you know, I was about to say, but Pianki, they may be talking to you in the hospital instead of in jail or wherever, because you're just not gonna come up and start beating on me. I'm gonna sit there and let you. You call me what you want to. I don't care. But you put your hands.
Well,
on
I just
me,
use you as an example.
I know, Pianki. I was just saying. I was just saying. But I mean, I understand, and that's the law. You know, maybe we used to do like we used to do back in the military back in the day. You got a beef with somebody, you find a big open square, go out there in the back, you know, draw a square. All right, handle your business. You know, you got 10 minutes to handle your business. Once 10 minutes over, it's over with. You know, and maybe it wouldn't be, I mean, it wouldn't be like this. But, you know, I guess this is the change of time and, you know, it's just been allowed and it has gotten out of hand now. But I understand what y'all saying. I don't agree with it either, but that's the way the law is now.
And you know,
that's because you got.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
And you know, the way the N word is being flying around amongst black people, that's a hate crime. That's going to arrest just about everybody. Because everything is, yo, man, hey, F you, N.
Yeah, go ahead, Maze.
You know, everybody always talk about how people call each other the N-word amongst their own group, but other groups call each other stuff, too. You know, like normal people, if you're not in my group, I can call you your part of the group name that we call, but they always come with the N-word. But just like Joe group called each other, if you've been around people and you see the things that they call each other, but I wouldn't say it because I know it's offensive to them. And I'm not worried about what they say to each other because those are they amongst, like you say, my word, Joe just said, which I don't use, but and then you got them using calling each other different names. They got names that they call each other. The Caucasians do.
Yeah.
And they not
that's
sure
true.
People.
Okay.
They even call
I agree.
They call each other with words with the N too. Lover. So I don't understand when people get to saying when people saying that to when the black people saying that to each other.
They using why they're committing assault on another person.
I'm saying these people that's really criminals and that will harm people. I ask the question is why they want to look at Farrakhan. He ain't killing nobody. He ain't never harmed nobody with no rope. And then it comes to David Duke. Yeah, like he's a king. But when it comes to Farrakhan, he's like he's the one that's going to tear up something and hurt up people. But he talks about the Jews and they don't do nothing to him. They ain't stopping him going nowhere. They let him run for office. They let him do every kind of thing. But when Reverend Wright said what he had to say, they wanted to put him down. But I'm like, what's the difference between the two? And they both talking. One got to be punished and the other one don't. That was the question.
Farrakhan's underling, Muhammad, what was his name? Khalid Muhammad. He was on Donahue's show and what he was talking about. Kill all the white folks. And they get in the cemetery, go in and dig them up and kill them again. He got shot. Got shot about six times after that.
Didn't the judge that just took off folks just say the same thing? Janine, she said the same thing. She about the Muslim.
Oh, yeah,
that.
I remember I heard about her. She shouldn't have been took off, I don't think.
We know you think she shouldn't have been, but she was hollering.
I don't think she shouldn't have been taken off.
What did she say, Pionki?
Joe, tell her what I said.
You said you think she didn't should be. Why do I mean, what did she say to be taken off?
What did I say, Joe?
Pionki said
he didn't believe she taken off. She out screaming, telling people to go kill the Muslim. Now, that ain't make no sense. She hadn't been on TV speaking of stuff like that. And I'm still in that. Still
minute,
not the point that I was making. I'm saying why. Maybe Joe can answer the question because I said if he was there,
she made a remark about Sharia law, I understand.
She made a remark about going to kill the Muslim. That's what.
Oh, no. What took her off? No, she didn't say anything about killing the Muslim.
She said go kill him. Yes, she did. Go listen
to
it. You can
criticizing that new representative for wearing the hijab.
But we're
said,
not going to that. I'm asking you a question, Joe, since I said maybe you can answer. Why do David Duke not get punished? Or the skinheads and the ones that says the Jews will not replace us?
Who said he
why did not get punished like they try to punish Farrakhan?
What was they at? Were they on Fox? See, all news sources don't have the same policy.
Farrakhan is not on TV show. He can't run off the nothing because
TV
of what
show.
He said.
Who's,
but they can do whatever they want.
Who's punished him for saying? Farrakhan got punished when he was trying to accept money from a foreign country.
Well, we got somebody else that accepts some from a foreign country too. Ain't nothing happened to them. A whole lot of people accept money from foreign countries, and nothing happened. So why one
not a country, not a country that's on the sanction list. If you got a country that's on the sanction list, you can't accept anything from them.
Going that's over the southern part of the Los Angeles, he's gone now for some reason. I just haven't figured out why he's not there anymore. I guess he showed his bigotry and they got rid of him. Morris D. He's not there anymore. So I was still waiting for my answer.
I'm just waiting for you to go back and say, I'll listen to the show, Eric.
No, you don't need to listen to the show. You were talking a minute ago, so maybe you can give us an answer because I'm still confused.
What was the question, man?
Answer, what was the question?
The one about the Jews will not replace us, and when you hear David Duke talk about the Jews, he's not punished. He can run for office. He can still walk around and do what he wants to. He don't need no security or nothing. Why?
Farrakhan is still running around. He's still not punished according to the way that you're saying.
What is Farrakhan doing?
He's out there making speeches and talking about how
speeches.
Yeah,
but
that's what David Duke is doing, right?
David, excuse me? What is David Duke known for in his group, in skinheads?
But you said he was walking around making speeches and not being punished.
I said he making speeches and he not harming any people. But you got the neo-Nazi group and all of those groups harming people.
Here's the question May's trying to say. I think this is what you're trying to say.
It's in different places. They're all over the place.
You know, it's interesting, because basically, as long as they're just speaking, I mean, you decide who you want to listen to, who you want to follow. For lack of anything better, it's part of their freedom of speech. You know, isn't that one of the big things in the country? Yeah, freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. So,
not if you're murdering and killing people, there's not no freedom of speech. That's gone above and beyond.
Maze, when the last time David Duke killed someone?
Now, I'm not saying, if you look up on the history for David Duke when he was a Klan dragon, there was a whole lot of people been died up under his.
Leader.
Now, you tell me something about on the Farrakhan's, what he do, they done went and killed up some people. And them neo-Nazis and skinheads and all of them,
if you allow people to come in and destroy your property and do things to your people, then you deserve it if you let them do it. You know, back in the day, yeah, you know, it went on because it was protected a lot of times by the law, because many of the law enforcement, as in today, were a part of those organizations. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
that's the way it was. Right?
Now,
it still is, but it's not to the point to where they can just go and do it and get away with it. How can I put it? Because
it's not as upfront as it used to be, where, you know, the sheriff.
Yeah.
It was a dragon wizard.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Right. I mean, now you have, law enforcement, you know, police officers still shooting blacks and choking blacks for, you know, little crazy stuff.
But ain't nothing happening to them.
You still have to, if you don't fight back, you know, that's the only thing you can do right now. That's the only thing you can do. Now, the question
that's
is...
That's up to the local community that they work for.
Well, that's true. But the question is, how willing are you and how far are you willing to go to protect what's yours and to stop the abuse that you're taking? You know, it's one thing to continue to say, no, we're not going to take it. But if somebody continues beating you upside your head and you standing there and continue to let them take it, then, I mean, what you expect?
Yeah. You did have one black organization that a police officer was shot and came out to them in Philadelphia, the Republic of New Africa. Imario Wadeli went to prison over that.
I mean, so goes both ways. I don't know what to call it. It's just the American way, I guess. Hold on, somebody else want to come in, because that's all I can say. All right, Triple One, welcome to the show. Who do I have here? What do you have for me?
This is Miss Lady, and I don't believe you sitting up here justifying state-sponsored violence and terrorism against Americans descended of slaves. Like the way you doing, Aaron. What other group
is that what I'm doing?
Yep. Mm. It's like, why is it up to a citizen of a descendant of slaves with all of the violence inflicted historically in current day? Why is it up to the victims to stand up and say, we're not going to take it? It begins with the state. It begins with the government sanctioning, obviously.
Wait a minute, but if the state is sanctioning it and the state is perpetrating it, why am I going to depend on them to stop it?
But what is the state sanction?
Because they've infiltrated, they're hired by the state. A lot of them have KKK Nazi Aryan affiliations. The police department.
The police department.
They have Nazi swastikas tattooed under their uniform, quite a few. And they've just had a sheriff. I read the paper or the internet. Who was a leader in the KKK or Aryan group. So this is state-sponsored, okay?
Well, the
and
state
so
has nothing to do with your local police department.
But if that is the case, I'm going to depend on them to defend me when certain organizations come to attack. That's what you're saying.
What I'm saying is you shouldn't have to defend yourself at all. That's my point.
You got a right to defend yourself
at all. So somebody said, you let them do it, it's up to you. That's real. That's not the stance to take. The stance is it shouldn't happen at all, and this should be investigations. Right.
If the police are beating you up, what you going to do? Call the police and stop the police from beating you up?
No, you got a lawyer and take care of them.
Depending on where I live, I might do that. Yeah. I definitely would, because I know people in the police department. Oh, yeah, I have no problem doing that. Okay?
If you're in the police and beating you up, you're supposed to get rid of them.
I know attorneys that take on police departments all the time and win. So, no, I doubt that's going to happen where I live. But you never know, because there's some crazy in all areas of work, the workplace.
Okay.
But now this is the thing. My thing is, you shouldn't have to be the one to stand up against a police department that's corrupt like that. And that's what I'm getting at. Now, oh well, if you let them do it, oh well. I mean, that's just kind of like a mentally
coward
way to. It's like a roundabout way to get out of really saying no, pointing the finger at the perpetrator.
You know, in Ferguson they had 53 police officers. You know, 53, one was black. Ferguson is a city that's 70% black.
And
why did the population let that go on?
Just say no combination, let them go on by law.
Leaders have been murdered too. You do know that those young black men that have been standing up, quite a few have been murdered.
Yep.
Yeah,
and we don't have no conversation about that though.
Murdered them. Mayor Knowles was up for re-election in August of 2018, and he got re-elected.
You wonder who murdered him, really?
They come out and vote him out.
This is like in Carolina. They came out and voted, and they vote still didn't count because they assumed that cheap.
So
and the man,
in Ferguson,
and they got
where blacks was
the
majority of the
time.
Population, that, you know, you have to show some civic responsibility, just like several other municipalities around that area. Jennings
standing up and protesting against a corrupt and racist police department showing a lot of courage. They're just not, you know, phone folks that want to tell them what they should be doing. They're out doing and getting murdered for it.
You had several municipalities around Ferguson that dissolved their police department. Jennings was one, Wellston was another. And another one, Moline Acres, I believe it was. All black community got rid of their white police department.
I'm telling you, you know what? The young people not listening to y'all. Y'all have had your chance, and all you want to do is sit back and tell people what they should do. If things wouldn't be this bad if y'all had made some real changes. So nobody's
Hold up. Who is you? Wait a minute, stop. Who is y'all?
Y'all old farts, that's who.
Hell, I know some elderly people don't have that problem in their community.
They don't have that problem in
Barrington Downs with their police department.
Young people, they seem to be anyway.
Young people.
Well, I'm not a crook.
That was a stretch there, Miss Lady. That was a stretch there, y'all.
that's almost like we.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah, that's like that day. But okay, all right, Miss Lady. I hear you.
Well, y'all hear
it's like you. it's like crack and epidemic. Opioids. It's crack and opioids. We look at it that way.
Mm. And
go to jail and one gets the needle and stay at home and don't go to jail at all. With the jail to be full of. That's the that's what's wrong with the system.
Interesting, huh?
There was no
collusion.
No.
What's collusion, Eric? What are you talking about?
We talking about opioids and crack. That's what we talking about.
What collusion are you talking about?
People getting high off of them. And there's no law. We have clinics for people to go to and get help.
Well, I wish y'all would go.
I'm not.
Yeah.
What did you say? You wish y'all who would go? We wish y'all would take the system out to benefit everybody. That's why you're walking around short and screaming and hollering and mad at everybody else. But I ain't mad at you. That was saying to y'all that you have taken care of this system and made it right. Until you get right, ain't nothing going to be right. Put it that way.
So in other words, you're saying is that the prisoners...
They should be in jail just like the crackheads, is what I'm saying.
Why should I even bother?
Well,
you don't think so, Joe?
You know, Joe, there's hundreds of thousands of black kids that's doing the right thing, going to school, getting their degrees.
We already know that. A lot of them going... You got a kid that's going in college.
They're not in that other group that's just contrary.
There's no group. I'm asking you a question, Joe. Do you think they should be going to jail like crackheads did?
I don't know what your question is, and it doesn't matter what
the ones
I
that's
say,
on opioids.
You know,
the ones that's on opioids. Do you think they should be going to jail like the crackheads?
Opioids are not. Crack is illegal. Opioids are not. Some of them.
Am I talking to you or am I talking to Joe? I don't think they're.
What opioids are illegal?
Well. You know when you get
you
to
go,
talk
you,
about them more.
You go in a store and get something without a prescription, you will see. You go back home and come back.
When you go
back home and
come
back,
when you go to the pharmacy, Eric, and you buy something over the counter, is that illegal?
No, talk. If you find something on the street that you buy from people like they did crack, would you go to jail?
Hold on. Let me put a stop to this real fast. All right. Number one, opioids. Now, here's the thing with the opioid epidemic. You know, this was where young middle class white kids were taking their parents' drugs, their opium. I mean, their what's that stuff? Xanax and all that good stuff. And they was using them and selling them to their little friends and what have you. And they started getting high. And then they started, you know, selling it to the other little kiddies. And then they started overdosing because they didn't know what they were really taking because it felt so good. And you know, instead of, and I see what May's point is, instead of, you know, prosecuting them like they did the crack hit the black neighborhoods back in the 70s and the 80s, instead of putting them behind bars, they came up with this great plan to send them for treatment and then have this new drug out, I forgot the name of it, where they can go on and hit you and keep you from overdosing and stuff like that. Now, that didn't happen during the crack epidemic back in the day. And the question is, you know, why not? What made this so different? Well, I can tell you what made it different. It hit the middle-class white neighborhood. That what made it so much different because they didn't realize, they realized it, but they didn't realize it till too late that it was a big problem in their neighborhood and their kids were dope heads. You know, they only thought it could happen to the low-income neighborhoods and things like that. So once that happened, something had to be done. But they can't put all the little young white kids in prison. It would ruin their careers, their futures. And that just cannot happen. You know, their population is dying down. So we have to save them. And that's what happened. Just that simple. All right, I got to get out of here a little earlier today, y'all. So we're going to shut it down right about now, but we're going to let y'all get your last words because I know a lot of y'all got a lot to say about what I just said. So we always go start last in first out. So we're going to give Miss Lady her shot. Go ahead, Miss Lady. Miss Lady, are you there? Going once, going twice. Miss Lady is no longer here. Okay. All right. Next up, Bianchi.
Well, I can't tell you too much for that, Craig. But see, the drugs that they use today, the medicine that they use today when a EMT, a first responder, arrives on the scene with somebody who has overdosed with opioids, and even crack nowadays, too, that drug wasn't around then at that time. Maybe that's why come they didn't use it. Anyway,
okay.
Nice talk. Talk to you next. See you next week.
All right.
Later on this week. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, get on this week. All right, bye. And to further the comment on what you just said, Bianchi, they weren't trying to come up with the drug either. So that's why I wasn't around, okay? All right, let's see. We're going to go with Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, everybody have a good week. Be careful. Be safe out there. And See you all when I see you. Peace out.
All right, peace out. All right. And last but not least today, Maze.
It's not illegal, really. Tell him to go buy some, go try to sell somebody something on the corner and see where he go. Straight to jail. And it won't be an EpiPen that they came up with. So other people, one side got tired of crack, and then one side got opioid, but one went to jail and one got a medical center to go to and a place to go for help. The other side didn't. And that's just like the other part of the equation. Farrakhan and David Duke and the skinheads and all them, it's the same thing. With that, have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Mae. Oh, man. What an interesting conversation today. I like that. All right. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with me. We'll be back here Friday, that's for sure. Hey, I got a song specially for the Trump administration today since, you know, there is no collusion. You know, I got a song just to play just for them because this is how they're feeling right about now. But I want to say thank you, everybody, for hanging out with me today. We'll be back here Friday. I know I will. I don't know about P, but I'll be here, and I hope you join me. Don't know what we'll be talking about, but as always, we're going to have some fun. All right? So I want to say keep smiling, show appreciation, forgive with an open heart, but make sure you forgive yourself first. And the biggest best thing, learn to laugh at yourself. If you can laugh at yourself, everything else is just groovy, David. Hey, cuz, I see you. Thank you for hanging out today, man. All right, so here's D.A. Khaled, and All I Do Is Win. This is for the Trump administration because that's the way they're feeling right now. See y'all Friday, man. Y'all have a great day. We out of here.
DJ Khaled. Hey. Yeah.
All I do is win. No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they say there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it. Lockdown. I never went nowhere. What they saying, loot is back. Blame it on that conjure. The hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track. So I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving. Type like a million versions. Last time on a college remix. Now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in. Make millions every year. But South champion. Cause all I do is
win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco.
Bye-bye.